3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Being a Christmas dirtbag?
Of course, I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and being merry. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are merry and bright, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's his Grinch, Sir My Mr. Frost. What up, guys? It's BK. It's the best kept secret going on today. Yeah.
So you're Mr. Frost.
Yeah.
And or you're Jack Frost, not yeah. Mr. Frost. Jack Frost.
Same thing.
He has many names. But before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody they know.
Yep.
Also, Merry Christmas. Merry Crisis.
Merry Holly.
Merry Holly. Today is Christmas Day. We hope you're spending it with your family, friends, or enemies. I don't know. Depends how you celebrate it.
My friends are dead. Push me through the edge.
That's sad. That we don't want sad vibes today. Because, you know, it's the holiday. You want to be happy. Kind of. Sort of. I honestly don't know. Oh, I like the shirt.
Oh, thank you.
I like the shirt. Finesse Club, by the way. Is Marty Scurll?
No, it's not Marty Scurll. It's
Juice?
Not Juice. It's somebody from TNA. I forget who it is.
Well, anyway, Bullet Club. It's not a wrestling pod today. I get distracted easily. Speaking of getting distracted easily, I want to say I'm a changed man.
Are you?
I think, you know, the old term, age is like fine wine, you know, stuff like that.
No, you're rotting now. I have became fine wine. You have
gotten relax. Well, no, I've broken down. I have very much accepted my fate here.
You have become me in my early 20s.
We're like two cars passing in the night, you know? Just, you're going one way, I'm going the other. But Christmas, to some, is about being with your friends, your family. It's about good, like, holiday cheer and goodness. Put it that way, wholesome stuff. Flip side coin to that, there are people who just view this as gimme gifts and, yeah, materialistic people.
Mm.
And today I want to kind of talk about seeing how at this moment in time, real time, Kalo might be opening his gifts that have been under the tree, and I might be discovering some of the things I asked for Christmas versus some things I might not have wanted. And that term has changed for me ever since I was a young boy up until now.
Okay, really? Wow.
You see?
Nice.
So, no, like...
As a young boy.
As a young lad. But that thing, the thing you want, it changes. Like, I'm still into video games, so, like, I'll ask for, like, hey, can I get, like... I don't know, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Can I get, I don't know, whatever is happening on the game side of things.
I could have got that for you before the game got released. Remember, we just turned that online and be the one of the few people to play it.
Yeah, I mean, hey, nefarious means. But, like, I was at a crossroads recently where I've gotten gift cards to various stores through my birthday, through Christmas, that I use to buy, like, clothes. Clothes now interest me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something in the past I could care less. Like, I did not want clothes. I did not want socks, underwear.
I did not want eggs on my... I did not... What was it? Green eggs and ham? I don't want them on a train. I don't want them in the car. I don't want them on a plane.
You do want eggs everywhere. It's high protein stuff. Now... I want to ask you, seeing how my perception of gifts have changed to, like, wanting more clothes, shoes, things I could use in my daily life versus, like, I want the newest Star Wars playset. I still want Legos. Like, I'm still...
I mean, as a guy who got the helmet, don't even...
I still want the other ones, but, like, you know, my priority list. I'll put it that way. My priorities are I want more things that I can use on the daily versus here one day, gone the next.
He says that, but you give him a gun to the head. You want clothes or the new Lego set that's like the Death Star, and he's going to pick the Death Star without a doubt.
I mean, who am I to tell people what I want versus what I don't? Who am I? But how about you? How about let's put you on blast right now?
Oh, God. I don't even celebrate this holiday.
I know. That's. But let's just give you the keys to the kingdom.
Can you give me the white card for the day?
There's your card. Slap it on the table for the holidays. That's my gift to you. What would you want? Like, if you were given, let's just say we're exchanging gifts. What would be your thing? Do you want more effective things?
Woo, I got the white card today. I feel good. And the clothes wise, it depends. Like, if it's my mom or my dad getting me clothes, I'm like, eh. But if it's like my brother or sister, because they're not that old, I'm like, oh yeah, you guys know what I like. You know what I'm gonna wear.
They're hip.
No, they lost their hips. They don't got no hip.
I don't either. I can't relate.
But like me and my friends did Secret Santa the other day, and I got Appa because we did an Appa. I was like, oh, I want to stuff Appa because I grew up on Avatar, so I got an Appa one. It's like I don't really know what because I don't at this age. It's like if I want something, I'll just get it myself. And then it's like, and also at that time, it's like I don't really want anything, but there's always that one little knickknack that you're like, I want, but I don't want to spend the money for, so I'll have my friends buy it for me. But see, I'm slick because my friends are like that too. So what I usually do is throughout the year, if we go to like Anime Con or Comic Con or whatever, and my friends be like, oh, that's sick. Oh, it's $80. I wouldn't want to spend my money. I wouldn't spend $80 on that. And I'd be like, all right, so now I know what I'm going to get you for your birthday or Christmas. You want that, but you don't want to spend money on it. I'll spend my money on you. That's the gift. Boom. I'm slick, and I'll be like, oh, would you rather have this or that, like out of the blue? And they'd be like, oh, if, you know, I would rather have this. I'm like, all right, birthday, he wants that. Like, I'm slick. I plant crumbs with my friends. I nitpick them. Like, oh, I was talking to one of my friends, and I was like, what do you want? And they're like, what's your favorite movie? Or like, what's your favorite cake? And they're like, oh, I like vanilla, or I like the Goonies. And I'm like, all right, so now I know I'll get you that flavor cake, and I'll get something that rounds with the Goonies for your birthday gift. Like, I'm slick about it. I don't make it so obvious.
So I'm actually, prior to this recording.
Yes.
Before. It's a weird time. We're recording this the Wednesday before Christmas.
We're in the Matrix right now.
We're in the Matrix. So Saturday, the day before Christmas Eve, I'm going over to my friend's house and we're doing a Secret Santa. Our method was, in our group chat, we listed three things we like and we set a $25 budget.
Yeah, that's why I did with mine as well, $25 budget.
It's a nice thing. It also gets you thinking. And much like what you said, it puts me, like, I know what I like. In my world, like, for where I exist, I know I like video games, Star Wars, Pokemon, all that stuff. But yeah, when asked to make a list of three things I like I just rippled off.
It's the worst.
I forget who I am. I don't know my name. I don't know where I live.
Literally, we used an app, right? So you draw, and the computer picks which person you get for Secret Santa, and then you go on, and then the app's really cool. It goes, I'm like, you could buy, you could select where you want to get from Walmart, from Amazon, or from Temu. And at that moment, I'm like, fuck, what do I want to get for myself? What would I want? And then I'm looking at my friend. You look at your friends list too. And then everyone has like 5, 7, 10 stuff listed. What would they want? I'm like, how are you guys thinking of all this? Like, I don't even know what I want. And you guys have 10 lists and I'm having trouble with one. So I was like, I'll just pick something stupid, a chopper. From One Piece, Appa, and then out of the blue, I picked Mario, Diddy Kong Racing from N64. I saw on Amazon for like $25, and that got taken off the like real quick from Amazon, so that disappeared on my wish list. But I was like, fuck, Because I was like, I'm like, if I would, if anything out of those, at least I could play with that and like sit down with my nephew and niece and play Diddy Kong Racing like back in the day. By the way, my stuff, my stuff, Appa, completely stolen from my nephew and nieces. The Monday, they were like, oh, every Monday, can I sleep with him? I'm like, motherfucker.
That's why, like, come Sunday, Monday, the family is coming over this house, and
I'm coming, Kev.
I normally, like, because all the little cousins come over, they know I do, like, video game stuff, so I have all these knickknacks and everything over here. I have the consoles. My door is shut. You ain't coming near my room. You ain't coming near it. You ain't breathing on it. No, none of that.
My niece is afraid of dogs. Like, not like the, looking at it, the aspect of them barking.
So my dog would scare everybody.
You know what? It's like the rough, dark bark, like the scary
bark. Yeah, like the deep ones.
So yeah, the huge one. So she's on my door and she's trying to like nibble on, like trying to open the doorknob.
Oh, no. So
I just go roof, like really dark, and all you hear is pedal powder running to my mom and like holding onto her.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
Also, since you're having your cousins over, would you want me to drop over Uno No Mercy for you so you can make them cry? I don't mind dropping it over for the weekend.
Update for Get Comfy Lore. He actually did buy Uno No Mercy. Surprisingly enough, they're big on Monopoly out of all games to like and want to play at a young age. Monopoly?
I have questions. I like Monopoly.
Well, see, like, remember I mentioned the credit card version is superior because you don't have to deal with cash.
No, I love the cash. Boom. It makes me feel rich. I like the cheaters edition.
The cheaters. You got to be the banker because then you can just kind of pocket some 500s and, yeah. Well, allegedly. I'm just saying that now.
We talk about gifts. We're going back on track about gifts. How do you feel if someone gives you like ticket to sports time or like a hatchet throwing or something like fun activities with you and your significant other?
So me personally, I have never encountered getting a gift card to a place. I've gotten gift cards to stores to buy clothes, like an Amazon card, but I've never gotten a gift card to a place where there's an experience like an axe throwing, like whatever. I personally would welcome that, like axe throwing specifically, because it's kind of a thing that I want to try, but I also don't want to spend money on straight off the bat. Like if I go there and I have a round on the house because I have a gift card, I'm trying it. And if I suck at it, then I can be like, hey, no harm, no foul, no money spent. I'm good. I can get out of here and kind of live to fight another day. But if I go to the place, spend money, and then I'm going to feel bad if I suck. But then if I'm a prodigy, I'm dropping more than that gift card's balance. I'll tell you that. But doing something like that is a little difficult for some people. Because some people... no, just like in general, giving a gift card to an experience place. That's what I'm calling it. Like a David Buster's, axe throwing, stuff like that. Because you, unless you know the person, and let's just say you're doing a Secret Santa, or what is it, White Elephant, where you have to like steal the gift from somebody.
I thought White Elephant and Secret Santa are the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing, but I think White Elephant includes stealing the gift. Like, someone will get the first gift, they reveal what it is, it's like a pair of mittens, and it's like, do you want to steal it or keep it? And then you keep it, and then it goes in a circle until everyone has a gift. But getting back to this experience thing, I think you have to really know the person in order to be like, hey, this is going to be your gift for Christmas. I know you're going to enjoy it. Or it's like what you said, you talked to the person prior. You said you kind of found out what they like, what they don't, if they're interested in the activity. And then you're like, hey, I'll do the groundwork for you. And here's like a little like a trial. That's what it is at the end of the day. It's a trial. So, yeah, I think it would be good, but you have to know the person and what they're into.
I mean, yeah, it'd be fun if you can do it. Like, I recently, I got, because of me, I got invited, we got invited, me and a bunch of idiots, to the Sandbox VR thing, which, by the way, by the time this drops, I'm going to have a bunch of more things on Instagram. You guys can check it out, @official_DJAim. Selfless plug. It was fun, and it was not just because, not only because of the video game aspect, they also had Squid Games. Ooh. Aspect that you could be in it, and from, we had five people doing it, and out of the five, only one person has seen Squid Games.
Oh, okay.
So that was fun doing, and as we were leaving, we saw other people who are a little bit older than us doing that same activity, and I was like, oh, that's kind of fun to do it. We did a Deadwood Valley one where you're literally shooting zombies. And then we're going to do, me and Kay, we're going to do a review about it after the New Year's.
We are doing the official Squid Games. Spoiler, someone's dying. I don't care who it is. Somebody is dying.
They give you a chest and you feel the aspect of it. So you get, your head blows up, you feel it in your head.
Oh, no. I got too much valuable information in my bald head.
Yeah, valuable information and getting a tattoo about Pokemon on his arms. Yeah, I'm just disappointed you didn't get Gen 3. On your, you know what? That's what I'm gonna get you for Christmas.
I told you my next one's gonna be Mudkip holding a knife. I don't know why he's holding a knife. He's just scrappy. That's the way it is.
You know what? For you, you know, for your Christmas, I'm gonna give you $500 so you can use that towards your tattoo.
You know, you cracked the code. My shop offers gift cards, and like, why didn't I think? Why didn't I think? Dang. We got to redo Chris, but go back. Somebody invent a time machine. I need it. I need to go back. That's also like my friend. He taught me before I built my PC. He's like, I built my PC by asking gift cards to Micro Center every single year, every single birthday. I don't want nothing else but Micro Center gift cards. And he built his PC like pretty much free of charge.
So, but free of charge. So see, that works. But then at that time, some of the CPUs and the iCore get outdated by the time you actually finish.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, he didn't buy the things as they went. He kind of just stockpiled his budget and then just
went. All the money aspect. He didn't just buy and then have it sitting around, Oh, gotcha.
I would be insufferable if I just asked for like, hey, can I get a chip? Can I get a graphics card? Can I get RAM? Like, I would be like, come on, I need it all.
That's what we did with our buddy. You met him, Nick. We did it where he was like, well, just everyone give him money so he could finally build a PC. So everyone donated like 75, whatever.
GoFundMe.
For his birthday. And, I know when you said a hatchet one, it's like that is the purpose of the hatchet one. It's fun because you just, because no one's going to be good off the bat. So it's like fun watching people just miss. Throwing hatchet. You know me, I'm a big hatchet person. During COVID, I was throwing hatchets with Joe in the backyard. Never missed. That I think bowling would be fun too. You know, we did bowling nights back in the day when we were younger.
Allegedly.
Well, we don't talk about that, but would you say that was fun if you had a group of people?
Yeah, like, it also, bowling is expensive. Like, yeah, for no reason.
Well, we had a cheat code for our nights.
We did, but like, looking back, like, on how much it cost, like, or I went recently. Like, why does it cost that much?
When we went, it was $2 for a game.
Yeah.
And now it's like, don't do it anymore 17? For a reason.
It's like what? 17, 18, maybe even more, depending on
The days we went on Tuesday, it was $2 a game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was $2 a game, and then you cheat holders, you don't get the shoes.
Yeah.
And then the drinks were also cheap, too. That's, they don't do it anymore because they lost a lot of money.
They did.
For that. But yeah, I feel like, would you do, for one person, would you give them two gift cards, or would you give them, like, five so you and your five friends can go? What would you do? If it's an activity like that, like bowling, mini golfing.
If you're a tight friend group that constantly goes out and
does but it's not for you. It's for that one friend in that friend group who take other people if they want.
No, if I'm giving you, you're taking me. We're going together.
Really? Really?
I'm selfish. It's like, I bought this gift for you, but I bought it for me. Like, I'm thinking about, like, personally, like, by the time this comes out, Christmas would already happened. My mom doesn't listen to the podcast, but thankfully.
Her ears at the door right now.
Yeah, right? So she's been talking about wanting to get, like, a indoor treadmill, like one of those small ones you put under the desk and you kind of just walk for a couple minutes. And I've been thinking about getting that for her. But I'm going to get it for me, too. I'm going to use it whenever I can. Whenever she's not home, I might hop on it, walk a little bit while I'm typing away.
Just get a Peloton. Just get a Peloton.
Who do you think I am? I don't got that type of money.
No, people resell their Pelotons from half price. Just do that. Facebook
Marketplace.
No, not Facebook Marketplace, you idiot.
Well, as we speak, I was coming up the hill. My neighbor has a refrigerator outside that says, take it. So I might be.
Oh, no, you put that in your room, hey, it's game over.
Full size fridge, baby. I'm back in business.
Where would you put it in your room?
It'd be like an obelisk in the middle of my room. Just like no strategic placement. Just fridge. It's like whenever you're playing like Minecraft creative mode and you just plop something down and you forget about it. Fridge, right? It's going to fill this space right here.
What's your budget for gift cards, for if it's like Xbox online, Nintendo shop online, PlayStation, Steam? What's your budget?
It depends who you are in my life. 25 is a baseline. So like if I know you and like let's just say we're doing like a friend group Christmas thing, 25. That's what you get.
If it's Steam, you can't really get a good game for $25.
Steam sales. Capitalize.
You're the worst.
Frugal. No. Let me elaborate. Like if it was you specifically, you and I've known you. We got history. We're very close friends. I'll get you 50. I'll get you more than that. Just because like I know you and there's more.
I'm taking to the strip club.
More value, sentimental value here between us.
Thank you.
But if you're just like a random like, hey, we're doing a friend group Christmas thing. You get this random person you met like three times,
$25. $25,
but you know, give or take. If you leave a good impression, I'll put it that way.
What would you expect? Would you want somebody to be like, give me $75?
No, I wouldn't expect that. I honestly wouldn't. I would expect, like, I don't want to say this and sound rude, but like, I'd expect a gift, but nothing crazy. Like, if you want to give me, like, a keychain, whatever, like a lanyard thing, sure, cool. Like, I'll take it. It's a gift. It's something. And I'm more of, like, the thought that counts behind it.
What if somebody gets you, like, an expensive gift and you end up giving your friend something that's not expensive?
Well, that happened to me last year. My friends magically decided, hey, we're going to get you a gift and not tell you. And here's your Christmas gift. And I'm sitting there like, I did not get you anything because I didn't know we were doing this.
No, I mean more like it's like somebody gives you like $180 gift and you got them like let's say a $25 gift.
Honestly, at that point, Jesus take the wheel. I'm giving you the gift. That's what it is.
See, I feel like if it's a friend, like price doesn't really matter for how close you are. It's like the thought that counts.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. If you know the person's going to like it, the price shouldn't matter. And it depends also how close you are with a friend. Because at the end of the day, you got them something not because of the price, because of the friendship you got from the person. Look at me being sappy. I
in this economy.
I did age like fine wine. Look at me being sappy and
love it.
You know, yeah, you know, I miss being in my early 20s, being an asshole.
You know what I don't miss?
More episodes of Get Comfy Podcast.
Of course, because we upload every single week on iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Podcast Network. Before we leave, just want to say happy holidays, happy new year to everybody out there.
Best holiday ever.
Best holiday ever. Look at this guy. That's a whole other going topic.
Back to our last year's podcast. Look at that. It comes all around.
Full circle. But I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only
BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Yep.